So if you become cynical in our relationship with Krishna, does Krishna really listen to my prayers? Does he respond? What do we do at that time? That's why, especially relating with Krishna, philosophical understanding is very important. To understand how Krishna responds. In general, if we look at the world around us, things are broken to make them better. If we look at the sky, the clouds might look beautiful. But unless the clouds are broken, there are no rains that happen. The clouds look beautiful in the sky, but they can't sustain in their life. So clouds have to be broken so that rains will come. Similarly, the ground has to be broken when it is plowed so that it can become suitable for agriculture. It can be something that is sown over there. Similarly, when grains come out, the grains have to be broken so that there becomes flour which is edible. And when we make chapatis, bread, whatever, it can look very attractive. Sometimes tribal devotees, they make prasad. The prasad is so artistically. And all the items are put in such a beautiful way that it feels as if it's, to eat this is to commit violence. It's so, but you don't eat it, you'll not get the nourishment. So basically what we see is that in nature, things are broken to make them better. And sometimes Krishna also works like that in our lives. So we have certain plans, certain homes, certain dreams. And they may need to be broken so that something better will emerge out of it. Now we have to always make a choice. Either we can say that there is no God and things just happen arbitrarily, or that there is a God and things happen for a purpose. Now the problems of life are anyway there for everyone. Atheism does not solve any problems. Atheism does not remove any problems. It only removes the hope that the problems have a purpose. So what are we left with? There are some atheists who just criticize religious people. You are so foolish, you believe in this such stupid thing, you believe in that, you believe in that, you believe in that. But then those who are really serious atheists, they really think deeply about what is the implication of atheism. They are profoundly pessimistic. Friedrich Nietzsche was a philosopher who said God is dead in his famous declaration. But he had said that life is miserable. So the best thing is if you were never born. The second best thing is if you die when you are very small.
Oh my God.
And he says the worst thing that can happen to you is you have a long life. What a terrible way of looking at life. There's another philosopher, Albert Camus, he said that life is miserable. For the only philosophical question worth asking is whether to commit suicide today or tomorrow. And he wrote many books just to say don't commit suicide today. So he had his own. Now these are not like foolish people. They are brilliant people in their own ways. But their brilliance doesn't lead to a brilliant conclusion. Because what happens? If we reject God, what are we left with? We are still left with the problems of life. And we are left with no hope, no ultimate purpose. So basically, if you have a philosophical understanding that Krishna often breaks things to make them better. So then that gives the purpose for us. So we are not so much afraid of pain per se. What we are afraid of is purposeless pain. Right? Like say we are walking on a street and somebody has put some thorn or some nail is there and a nail pierces into our foot. Furious, who put this over there? And irritated, angry, infuriated. But then after that, we might go to a clinic and there also somebody puts a needle into our foot and we pay them for that. So at one level you could say a thorn going in and a needle going in, the sensation might be the same. But the context is different. So it's not so much the sensation of something piercing our skin that troubles us. It's when that sensation, that painful sensation, has no meaning. That's what troubles us. So we may not know for what purpose this is happening. But there is a purpose for it. There's some growth, something better will emerge from it. With that faith we move on, then we can avoid that sensation. Okay?
But that's just like out of...